Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. We are back in the limelight yet once again today. You know that I'm starting to really love going live. It's just really floating my boat. We were doing so much in the way I recorded and it just kind of drug on. It took a long time. So I am thrilled to be able to be live, not only on five different Facebooks, but we are also live to YouTube and to Periscope today. The really cool thing about these interviews is that you're going to be able to hear them on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Podbean. I think we're going to make a little jingle out of that one day. And TV. Yes, we've got a lot of new entries there. We're on Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, Apple TV, Google Play, Dailymotion, and certainly on YouTube, and many more, by the way, as far as smart TVs are concerned. What I'm really loving right now is my new collaboration with PressReader.com. So don't forget the digital magazine. It is In the Limelight with Clarissa, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Can you see that? Yes. And I only bring this up so you can see it. It is a digital publication. Again, you'll be able to see it over on PressReader.com. Another really cool collaboration is MyNewsDesk.com. And I'm able to put out press releases, news releases, and not only many other things. I'm able to get in touch with thousands and thousands of journalists all over the world and to be able to monitor billions of sources, which is really, really cool. So don't forget to get over and check out MyNewsDesk.com. And with that being said, I am going to bring on two extraordinary entrepreneurs today that we're going to be talking about something we're all hearing an awful lot about in the last couple of years. But I think that, you know, we got to clear up some things here. We got to clear it up, make sure that we know exactly what we're talking about. And all of the really phenomenal medicinal properties that it has. Of course, I'm talking about CBD. And when I talk about CBD, I want to talk about Dennis Keene. There he is. And there is Tom Lamb. And they are with Wisdom Essentials. Gentlemen, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Cliff. Yeah. Nice to be here.
It is really great to see you here. I've got a couple of different questions. Thank you again for sending me some product, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. And I know that we had some pre-show conversation, but you guys knew each other in college at Villanova some 40 years ago. Should I give it a number, Dennis? Should I say, Tom?
1982 is when we met.
In Villanova, yeah. And you guys obviously were going to college there. You met. And then, as I understand it, you were good friends at the time, but then life took its path and you went on to do different things. Dennis, you were an entrepreneur in many different things. And Tom, you went on to advertising in the advertising industry?
Yeah, I spent my entire career both on the brand side and on the agency side building brands for other people, other companies. And right. Dennis and I are building a brand for ourselves. It's really exciting.
Absolutely. And so tell me how the name, talking about CBD, everybody, but we're going to get there in just a second. I want to know what the inspiration for starting Wisdom Essentials was and how the name came about.
Well, Wisdom Essentials basically came down because we feel that we're a certain age and we've learned some wisdom over the years. So it kind of, playing around with that, we kind of realized that nobody was speaking to us, our generation. Yeah. Age group. And we didn't want to go with baby boomer and okay boomer and all those kind of things.
Right,
so
right.
We kind of play along with something a little more positive.
Yeah. I'd say we all have a little more wisdom. Tom, what about you? Do you have more wisdom, Tom?
Definitely. I mean, you know, we were talking, you know, pre-show, right? We were talking about some of the lessons that we learned, you know, through our lives, through our careers, right. Families, running businesses, doing all of that. We've won some, we've lost a few, certainly, but all of those wins and losses turn into scars, turn into tree rings, turn into wisdom that we can continue to impart. And that's the, I think, the one thing that ties us all together, men and women, of our kind of mentality, is that we have wisdom, we have life, we have a lot of lessons to kind of draft on. And it was really exciting to kind of have that whole thing come together as Wisdom Essentials for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just brings to mind that we were all children and grandchildren of, you know, the greatest generation, you know, the ones that went through the Second World War, and how they imparted on us, you know, a really, really good, strong, hard work ethic, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's something that you kind of were expecting to do for a lifetime. And I think that the idea that, you know, for us at least, that we were going to be able to retire by the time of, you know, you were 62 or 65, I think we're showing them all right now. You know, again, I started this one in the limelight at 60, and you guys just started up with Wisdom Essentials not too long ago. How does it kind of feel to you at this stage of life?
For me, it's exciting. It's reinvigorating. You know, doing one of my best friends I've known forever.
Yeah.
It's also a lot of fun. But just to learn all new things, like we're doing, all our stuff is all digital, all online.
Right.
So that's a new thing for me.
You
know, I grew up in retail basically. It's fun to learn all these new tricks and tips and social media. And, you know, I'm learning about TikTok now, which
I know. I was just on it 15 minutes ago waiting to get on this show with you guys. TikTok's great. I love it. And the other new one,
if somebody told me a year ago I'd be on TikTok, I'd be laughing. You know, like, what?
I know. Right? I know. Now I want to get over to Clubhouse a little bit more. But by the way, each one of these is like a full-time job, so we can't do that. Tom, how did the name modern midlifer come about? Or how did you coin the phrase modern midlifer?
Thank you. So when we started the company, we were looking for a specific, a specific market, right? People who really can benefit from CBD, right? And we're 100% dedicated to this group because they're the ones who are suffering from pain or sleeplessness or anxiety. And so when we started to look at this, right, we thought about people just like you, Clarissa, right? People who are inquisitive, doing things, leaning forward. And that really came to kind of, you know, this idea of being a modern midlifer, right? Not somebody who's going to go sit down on a porch, sit down in a rocking chair, drink some lemonade, and just kind of wait to retire, right?
Yeah.
So when you just talked about the greatest generation, we're kind of the next greatest generation, right?
We're
the oldest cohort going through not only America, but through the world. We're living longer, we're living better. And frankly, we control 70 to 80%, depending on the study that you read, of the wealth in the country.
Yeah.
And so this is a very vibrant, active community. And so, you know, a moniker like boomer or a moniker like, you know, old or whatever it was, did not fit. And so we created Modern Midlifer because we thought that was really the best description of who we all are.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say, I think we're like one of the coolest generations ever. I mean, you know, we were born between 1946 and 1964. So, you know, we went through the 60s. I mean, some of the greatest music on the planet, may I add.
There you go.
Dennis, I mean, I'm not trying to get off subject here, but, you know, let's come back and have another conversation about this because... Anyway, well, you know,
K-pop's the generation of music right now.
K-pop, yeah.
Very funny. So, okay, now you're saying to yourselves, "Hey, you know, how did it go? We should really do something together." Or one of you sort of had the CBD seed, and then called the other.
Well, I think we had been trying to do a couple things together. Again, as our kids kind of grew up and they started to live their own lives, and you know, we had more of a chance to get back to, you know, a stronger connection, right? So we wanted to definitely do some things together. We kind of dabbled in a couple of technology things and, you know, we kept looking for the right opportunity.
Right.
Again, you know, the stars aligned here and we had friends in CBD in Canada. We had a bunch of advisors and friends who were kind of in packaged goods who could help us.
Right.
The Farm Bill passed in 2018. And so there was an opportunity. And so all of those great things kind of came together and presented this opportunity to us. And we decided, you know what, this is the right time and the right product and the right category for us to go and pursue.
Okay. Why is it the right category? Why did you think, you know, I mean, because there's still so much mystification around the whole thing and what it is and what it's not and what it does and what it doesn't do. Let's take a deeper dive into all that so we can, you know, quell the fears. No, it doesn't get you high.
Right.
So let's just start right there, everyone.
So there's a difference, right? There's a difference between the THC and CBD, which is the basic, you know, brothers, cousins, whatever you want to call it, right?
So of the plant, right?
Exactly, right? So out of the cannabis kind of category,
right?
We decided very specifically to focus on CBD for a couple of reasons. One is it was made legal, right? The hemp industry was made legal. THC is getting there, you know, state by state, little by little. But more than anything else, we wanted to stay away from the psychotropic aspects of that. That's not what our community wants. Some, of course, do. But what our community really wants is to feel better naturally.
Well, then you just go buy some weed. You just go buy it. You want to get high? You go get high. You know where to get it. Whatever. This is something completely and totally different. This is a plant and it's medicinal. And I wanted to make sure that we made that distinction, Tom. So.
Yeah. So that's why we got into the CBD part, because we can get all the benefit without kind of losing that kind of, you know, that head high.
Right.
We'll get out of THC. So that's how very specifically we focused on CBD as a starting point.
And so what are some of the properties? How can it actually help someone?
Well, more than anything, you know, the research is really showing that it interacts with your endocannabinoid system, the ECS system, okay. Which, you know, big long words, but basically our whole body, including our skin, our brain functions, it's based upon this endocannabinoid system, where cannabinoids, CBD, interacts with that in a way that's very beneficial. Mm-hmm. And if you go back through history, I mean, China used hemp and CBD going back hundreds and thousands of years as everything for our pain relief, anxiety relief, to feel better. And it was only in the last, you know, couple hundred years that for some reason they decided to make hemp illegal, even though it wasn't the THC part of it.
Yeah.
Throughout history, hemp has been a medicine. And right now we need to kind of bring those natural substances back into society
as a
hormone.
And it's purported to also to help alleviate some brain fog, like, you know, problems with focus, memory, logic, problem solving. Is that so?
100%. Yes.
Yeah, really? Yes. Wow.
It definitely, I mean, again, I'm not allowed to make claims.
I know.
Of the FDA, but
I know.
I'll speak for myself. So from my personal experience, it's made a huge difference. I mean, I go to sleep better than I ever have in so many years, and I don't use any medications to do that anymore.
Wow.
It definitely clears me up. In the morning, I take our focus formulation. And that's one of the things too, for us, we didn't want to just do a CBD formulation.
Right.
We had scientists and doctors we consulted with that came on our board, and they custom formulated all our products. So for instance, like our sleep formulation is not just CBD. We have other types of terpenes and ingredients that meld in with the CBD to kind of have the entourage effect. Same thing with our focus formulation, which we have like lion's mane and ginkgo biloba and things that are scientifically proven over the years to also interact with CBD in a good way. Mm-hmm. So again, we're not just selling CBD. We've custom formulated these in a way that we can have an entourage effect to really help people.
And so how is Wisdom Essentials CBD different than other brands that are out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. And Calista, that's a question that we get from a lot of folks. So again, you know, to go back to what Dennis was just finishing, was that we are not just CBD in a bottle or CBD in a container or CBD, you know, we're not just that, right? So we started very specifically with our target market, what they are kind of afflicted with, right? What they're dealing with, right? In sleeplessness, anxiety, and as you said, kind of, you know, brain fog.
Right.
And then we went and we went together. We put together very specific formulations to handle those things that are CBD based, but not CBD only.
Right.
And so the difference really between maybe other CBD companies or other CBD products are that we very specifically formulated these products, our tinctures, our roll-on, and then our sold-out, gumdrops, to do exactly that, right? So right. Our common formulation was very specific to reduce inflammation and kind of mental, stress relief.
Right. So you have dream, focus,
calm. Those are our three tinctures. We have a roll-on pain stick, which we call Soothe, which, by the way, we're getting amazing reviews on. We can kind of talk about that later. And then, as I mentioned, our sold-out gumdrops, which are basically the edible version of our Calm formulation.
Right. What is limonene, and what does it do?
Yeah, so these terpenes that Dennis mentioned, before, there's a number of the different terpenes that are kind of in, in the plants, right? There's 140 of them. Limonene, geraniol, myrcene, humulene, and a couple of the other terps that we have in the dream, formulation, they all kind of just, depending on what they're exactly used for, they either mellow you out or help you to put to sleep or put anxiety kind of on the back burner so you feel a little bit more calm and a little bit more at equilibrium. So
right. All
of them kind of blend together, as Dennis was saying, to kind of give you the exact treatment that we're trying to kind of build into each
right. Product. So Soothe, what would I be using that for? I'm kind of thinking, arthritis maybe?
Yeah. So a lot of folks that we're getting feedback on are actually using it for their wrists and hands and back. So one of the externalities of COVID is that we're all home, we're hunched over our computer, we're pounding away at our keyboard for 10 to 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Which is, for folks kind of, again, in our modern midlife or target, right. It affects their hands and their wrists. So a lot of folks are just saying that they're taking it, and they're rubbing it on their hands and wrists, their knees, their backs, and their legs, and they're just feeling, better. And those really, honestly, Clarissa, these are not our words. These are words that are coming to us. And frankly, Dennis and I are like, wow, we're actually helping people. This is a great feeling.
Yeah, that has to be a phenomenal feeling.
It really, frankly is. So
for sure. Well, I'm really glad that we got, at least the mystique out of the way of all of this, and that this is really, this is all, I'm going to assume, all plant-based stuff. I'm not quite sure exactly what your formulations are, but I'm assuming, you did everything that you possibly could to make sure this is as healthy a formula as you could possibly put on the market.
I want to take it every day myself. So I wouldn't, I wanted to make something that I would use.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So guys, where can we find Wisdom Essentials?
Well, basically wisdomessentials.com is our website. We do an e-com store. That's where basically you find us. And also social media, Instagram, Wisdom Essentials.
On Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I see that you're there as well. Awesome.
Right. Now, as we said, and now on TikTok as well.
on Wisdom Essentials?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that's what you were telling me. Okay.
As of like 2 days ago.
Yeah, we just started this week.
Oh, that's so fun. And who is it? Who's on camera there?
Well, we've done a little bit of kind of creative development, so we'll put some posts and we'll put some things that I think are helpful to our to our customers and right. and our community. Every once in a while, we'll pop up and do a little crazy video. I mean, I did a few around Christmas time, but for the most part, it's not really us. It's really the content for our community that we're really concentrating on.
But I will say this, if anybody has any questions about CBD, like, please email us, just contact us. We're on, it's really easy to get in touch with us on the website, info@wisdomessentials.com. And we'd love to answer anybody's questions if they're afraid of CBD or just not sure exactly what it is. I know we did it kind of quick here.
Right.
I love educating people. I love, spreading the joy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, I can't thank you enough for being on. This has been really fun. Yeah. I can't wait to get on to TikTok. I'm going to go to TikTok right now and go check it out. I think that'll be a lot of fun too.
Yeah,
thank you again. Thank you again for sending me some product. We're going to make sure that I try that. And I wish you all well in your newest endeavor. I really appreciate you being on the show.
Appreciate your time. This has been great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks, everybody. We'll be seeing you again next time. Stay right there, you guys. I'll be right back with you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again. In the Limelight.